Richard King's on with you. This is 2019. You're going to hear this song in full in just a moment, but it's one of the new tracks from the Norwegian artist who you're just about to meet. Her name is Girl in Red, and she's just done her first shows in Australia this past week. I got to see the very first performance she did in Australia, and while I was watching her on stage, not only is she so affable, so likeable, and has so much personality, but I just kept on watching her going, I can imagine seeing her the middle of next year at Splendor in the Grass on a big stage and there being a lot of people and everyone jumping up and down and loving the music. I had a premonition, so let's see what happens by July of next year. But Girl in Red has just had a meteoric rise on the international music scene over the last 18 months. Some of her early songs are racking up, you know, like 30 million, 20 million streams, and she's just released her second EP. So let's find out a little bit more about her. Her real name is Marie. She's 20 years of age. She comes from a little town in Norway called Horten. So I wanted to find out what Horten was like.
Horten is very small. There's like 25,000 people living there. And it's quiet and kind of boring.
Okay. So, a good place to sort of lock yourself in a bedroom and create music?
Yeah. Well, I mean, for a while I was like, I don't want to think about Horten anymore. Like, I've moved to Oslo and everybody was like, Marie, 19 years old, 20 years old from Horten. I was like, no, I'm trying to get away from this town. Like, leave me alone. Like, why can't you just say from Oslo? Because I was like, oh, this hometown doesn't have anything to do with me anymore. But like, after like 3 weeks of like thinking of this, then I realized Horten has literally made me the person I am. Like, of course, environment is so important. So I don't think if I hadn't been so bored while growing up and hadn't been so lonely almost and being like a little misfit in my hometown, dressed like a boy and everybody's like confused because they didn't understand me. So then I probably wouldn't have started making music and I probably would have done something else.
Yeah, of course. It shaped you.
Yeah, it really did. Because environment is like so important. Like if you're like a kid who grows up in like a war zone, like obviously that's going to shape you, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you're a kid who grows up in like this super safe suburban Norway with like a garden and shit, like that also shapes you in a way, you know?
Yeah. Did they leave you alone or did they pick on you? What was school like for you?
I don't know. I've been thinking about that a lot lately because I think I've never had like groups of friends. I'd known like people here and there and I always felt like very out of place. I've always been dressed like a boy pretty much and I was used to be called girl boy. But then the older I like got, then the boys wouldn't really count me as a boy anymore. But then I wasn't really comfortable being with girls and I always liked hanging out with boys. So I was like, it's been like, I don't know, but nobody really picked on me. Like I've always had friends and, but I guess I never felt like I had like a deep friendship with anybody because now I don't know any of those people anymore.
Yeah. So it feels like you were pretty isolated.
Yeah. In a way, I was like a bit lonely and stuff. I used to like fingerboard, like, I don't know if you know tech decks for finger, like skateboards for fingers.
Oh, yeah.
I used to like be really into those and just like sit in my room 24/7 and Skype with people from like Brazil. And no one at school knew about this, but like I would just, you know, create my own little worlds, which I later did with like music and stuff. So I think I've just made spaces for myself where I can be like happy.
I was going to ask you, so when did you turn to music? Obviously, music then became a bit of a friend for you.
Yeah, it did, definitely. It was in 2013. I mean, I got my first guitar for Christmas 2012, but I didn't really pick up on it like after a while. But then I kind of stopped fingerboarding in 2013. And then I started like playing guitar. And that's, I think, at that time, that's pretty much when I started writing and playing more guitar and like it becoming more like something, a thing I wanted to do.
Mm. Who gave you the guitar?
My grandpa.
Ah, okay, because he plays, doesn't he?
Yeah, he plays guitar. He's the one who pretty much introduced me to music.
Yeah, he must be really pleased that you sort of took it on and now look at you.
Yeah, he's like, he just sent me a picture of my vinyl because he bought this record player like specifically for me and my vinyl. He's like super, super proud and he's been very supportive. Like he gave me after I played guitar for a while, I was like, this is boring. Like, then he gave me like a keyboard and his, you know, he's giving me like some money for like some equipment. He gave me a microphone, which I like recorded all my music
with. I was going to say all of this stuff has come to use.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
Just speaking of guitar, I just want to play you. So that was 2013. So that's like 7 years ago you got the guitar.
Yeah.
As far back as I can trace your like what you've done musically was, I think, 2015. Just have a quick listen to this. This is the oldest track I could find from you online.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure. Is this the first? Is this Storm? Did you? Yeah. Is this the first thing you uploaded? That you put on the internet?
Yeah, I think so. This is for my 15th birthday. My dad gave me a Blue Yeti microphone, and he gave me this like little Apogee guitar thing that you could plug your guitar in, like one input, and then USB into your computer. This is probably my first thing that I actually recorded on that Apogee thing, and then I just put it out. And the funny thing about this, the little guitar snippet, is like I think I wrote that maybe like in 2014 or like 15-ish, around the time, but then I put it out. But I remember when I made that, I used to take guitar classes for like 6 months before I quit because I hated it. And then I showed my teacher that. I was like, yo, this is my big breakthrough. Like, I was like, this is so awesome. And I don't know, I just remember back at that time, I was like, all I want to do is like, you know, make something the world hasn't heard before. And like, yeah, I don't know. But so.
Well, you were brave enough to put it up online, put it up on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
What did your guitar teacher say?
That partly why I quit was because she wasn't interested in what I was creating myself. She was like, did you do your homework? Did you do this? Did you do that? I don't know. She did not have a Southern American accent, but
but that's how you heard it in your head.
It
had that tone to it.
Yeah. So she didn't really care.
Yeah. Okay. I'm speaking to Girl in Red. So let's update it. Let's hear something that you actually sing on and something that we've been playing on Triple J. And we'll talk a little bit more about your musical background in just a moment. This is a great track. You probably know this one by now. It's called Dead Girl in the Pool.
1, 2. Empty bottles everywhere, people sleeping on the stairs. Got something stuck in my hair, no idea how it got there. This is the morning after, the house is such a disaster. But there's someone outside that caught my. Summertime has begun to fade. Is this real or is this fake? A creepy dream I can't escape. This is the morning after. My mind is such a disaster. But there's someone outside that caught my eye.
As I said before, she's only been really on the scene for about 12 to 18 months, but she's got so many fans internationally now. I asked her how she feels about connecting with so many so fast.
It's really crazy because, like, I can be in my room and I can be like, oh, I got 3 million monthly listeners. And that, like, even though that's a very big number connected to something that I've made, you know, it doesn't really make sense. But, like, when you're out touring and then you see 800 people jumping up and down because they know you and they're like on the other side of the world, that's when things are, to me, starts to get, oh shit, like that's when I get this like wow feeling, because it's really hard to take in almost, because it doesn't feel real. Like, this doesn't happen to me, you know, like I'm from Horten in Norway. I literally I didn't know anybody, like not even a single person in the music industry, like 1.5 years ago. And I think partly why it's been going well for me is just that, you know, I've been honest and I am honest, and I hate like the minute something, maybe like someone asked me to do this or like post this, or like I get this like weird, gross feeling in my body, like that doesn't come from me. That is something that you want me to put out on my channels, or that doesn't come from me. So like the minute something feels a bit off, I don't want to do it and I don't do it. So I feel like that's why I feel like that comes through to other people also, just being a normal human being who is just, you know, living a life. And, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm just like anybody. I'm like, I'm the girl you sit on next to the bus, really, who's on her phone and listening to music. I'm literally just anybody. And I feel like that's why, you know, people connect to that, because people connect to people who they feel like identify with, like they relate to, or, you know.
Well, you can make so much stuff up about yourself these days if you wanted to put it out to the world.
Yeah.
You can be exactly the opposite of who you are and try to get away with it.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. Like they put on a persona and they don't really live up to that when you meet them.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, well, the different thing for everyone to experience is real people now.
Yeah, dude.
And being is totally honest. So that's what you're, like, I was going to ask you big picture type stuff. I know you've put out a couple of EPs and lots of singles over the last couple of years, and things have kind of happened, you know, pretty fast for you.
Yeah.
Do you have a long-term vision of what you want Girl in Red to be and what you want to do in the music scene?
World domination.
Have you got big ambitions, big plans?
Well, like, for a while, I didn't really have, like, a lot of people would ask me like this, oh, where do you want to go? And I was like, oh, I want to get a red vinyl. And like, that was like, I was thinking very like, wasn't thinking very big. But right now I'm just like, okay, 1.5 years ago, I did not think I'd be in Australia to play, you know, music. So now I'm like, anything can happen, you know? I'm just like, yeah, I'm just like, woo. So I'm, right now, I just want to make really, really good music that I personally love. That's definitely a goal. And I want to make something that feels like it's evolving, it's becoming, you know, renewing, you know, my sound. I don't want my sound to be like the same I had like 2 years ago. Like, I want to be a girlfriend, you know, that's a long time ago. So I don't want stuff to like be like that.
You can hear the development, especially from those early songs. And those early songs did really well for you.
Yeah, they did.
But you're getting better and better.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm just making a lot of music all the time. And I just want to, you know, I just want to make music forever. That's my goal.
There we go. It sounds like a good goal too.
Yeah.
All right. Girl in Red has been with us on Triple J. Really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Enjoy your stay here in Australia. Let's play Bad Idea, which once again is a very open song. It doesn't really need too much explaining, does it?
No, it's pretty direct.
Yeah, no. Do you feel good? You know, you were talking about your upbringing in Horton and sort of being a little bit of an outsider. You must feel good about your place in the world now. You're 20 years of age. You know, you've gone through all the sexual identity issues maybe that you had as a teenager. You found your place. You found an audience listening to your music. Do you feel good?
Yeah, I definitely feel good, but I'm still looking for places to be.
Yeah.
But I think that's, you know, I don't think that ever stops, and hopefully it never stops, because I still want to, you know, I don't know. I think finding your place in the world is really hard. I mean, I know my mom is struggling with it right now, and she's 50. So, you know, never stops. But I'm very happy right now. So that's what's good.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Let's hear it. Bad Idea. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you. It was a bad idea.
The world of new music with Richard Kingsmill.